There are a lot of hurting women out there. Would you agree?
Yes.
I'd even venture to say that we sometimes are those hurting women, right? Yes. I live in Houston, Texas, and Houston is probably the largest city for sex trafficking. So we deal with a lot of that there, where a lot of our young girls are captured. They're captured at 9, 10, 14, and they're thrown into a sex slave trade, basically. So we do a lot of ministry in that regard. So what we want to remember is that there's so much hurt, there's so much disappointment. We face physical abuse, right? We face financial crisis, especially in the world that we live in now. Stocks are not what they used to be. Bonds and retirement is not what it used to be. Many of us face the death of a loved one. With my husband experiencing the death of his grandmother, it forces us to think through these times and start to have those conversations. Do you want to be plugged or unplugged? You know, start dealing with that. There are some very harmful realities that we face as women. The question then comes, who do you turn to? You know, obviously we turn to God first, right? Right? That should be the obvious answer. But there needs to be somebody else who's there who will weep with them, who will rejoice with them, who will pray with them. And we need to be like Job's friends before they started talking. Just sit with them. We don't always have something to say. But when it's time to say it, we need to know what to say. So today what we're going to do is we're going to look at the realities of hurt and the realities of disappointment and conclude with various considerations for you, the counselor. Because there is a difference between hurt and disappointment. Now, a lot of times we say, you hurt me. When in reality, it's just you disappointed my expectation of you. So we need to work through that. You know, I found this cute little quibble, and it says, don't shout for help at night. You may wake your neighbors. Isn't that interesting? Sometimes we don't want to be bothered when someone's going through something. We are in the middle of our own journey. And so it's like, oh, don't shout too loudly. I'm sleeping now. Let's start with the definition. Like, what is the definition of help? What do you think the definition of help is? Y'all gonna have to help me this morning. Help. What do you think? What do you think is the definition? Yes, ma'am.
Coming alongside.
Coming alongside. All right. So then the next question is, then what is the purpose of the counselor intervening in that situation? What's your purpose? To listen? To help point them back. She said back to Christ. I'll add to point them in the right direction, which is back to Christ. Oh, that's good. Assisting when they can't see. To give assistance is a definition. To give assistance or support. I jumped out of the car and I was running here and two ladies walked up and they were like, can we help? I was like, thank you. To offer help, to offer support. That's what we're there for. The NASB says, now the man had relations with his wife Eve and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man child with the help of the Lord. We are to help them get through it. To give a lift, to lend a hand, a helping hand. That's what we're there for. We're not there to beat them down. We're not there to condemn them. We're not there to accuse them. We're there to offer a helping hand. Let's continue our definition. To send someone in the direction, someone said that, to send someone in the direction in which he or she has already been moving, to send on one's way, to help on one's way. Sometimes as women, we know what we're supposed to be doing, and then life comes along and throws a wrench in the game, and we get all discombobulated. And someone has to come along and say, okay, this is the direction you were going. Let's go. Let's get back up and let's keep going in the direction you need to be going. Anybody ever experienced that? Sometimes you need somebody to just say, you know, if you're anything like me, I'm in the middle of life. And I'm like, what was I looking for again? And my daughters will go, you were looking for your glasses that are on top of your head. It's to offer a lending hand, to point back in the direction that you were going, to supply people with what they need, or to give to people what is necessary or what they should have. Now, that one is a little different because we don't always want what we need, right? We don't always want to hear what is necessary. So you as a counselor, you're there to give them what they need, not to tickle their ears, but to give them what is necessary in that moment to get them back on their way. Now, what's the definition of hurt? Hurt. Someone help me with that. What's the definition of hurt?
Hurt is
pain, sadness, and offense. Now that's good. Let's hold on to that one. An offense, to pull back, injure, devastation. Those are all good ones. Any situation into which God has led, now you get that? God has led the counselee that either now or later demands decisive action that will have significant consequences. I was just ministering to a young woman about 2 weeks ago who her husband has committed adultery several times, and he's also into some other internet porn stuff, different things like that. I was trying to help her to make a decisive decision on what to do. She's severely hurt in the moment, right? She's also disappointed, but she has to make a decision on what she's going to do. Now, that was interesting because I had to say to her, I can't decide for you. Now, this is what happens. Your counselors come to you and they say, tell me what to do. You can't tell them what to do. You tell them the word of God, but they must make the decision because guess what? They have to live with that decision, not you. They have to live, and you need to remember that if you tell them what to do, you don't have to live their reality. Now, whatever you're telling them may make sense to you, and it may even be the right thing, but they have to choose that walk. Make sense? Hurt, a state of intense distress, which results when a person faces any problem or problems that she thinks must be resolved immediately, but perceives no satisfactory solution to that problem. You have a young pregnant girl who's pregnant without marriage, and she says, my parents put me out. There's an immediate decision that must be made. You are helping her work through that to come to a satisfactory solution. Because in her world, because of the devastation, she may feel that abortion is a satisfactory solution. So she has come to you to do what? Help her. To help her come to a satisfactory solution. So you've got to know what to tell her. Now, the definition of hurt, as we continue, is to inflict with physical pain. Now, to inflict with physical pain, what type of situation is the counselee possibly dealing with? Domestic abuse, addiction, self-mutilation, health, physical ailment, betrayal. To inflict with physical pain. We said these: physical illness, abuse, rape, molestation, traumatic childhood experience, right? To do material harm. What could some of these possible realities be for your counselee? Material harm, theft, loss of the stock market, loss of a job, flooding. It could be a natural disaster, fire, all these things. Sometimes your counselee is really in a financial crisis. Oftentimes, she said, she would say oftentimes. And then we said these: theft, economy, stock market crash, etc. Now, let me ask you, remember yesterday I said we're really not going to just tell them what to do? She comes in and she's in incredible financial destruction. And you say, well, let me pray for you and have a lovely day. Sometimes we might need to reach into our own pocketbook and say, you know what? Okay, what if I can pay for a hotel for a week? What if you give me that light bill? Let me work on that. Now, I'm not talking about if she's in sin and, you know, it's whatever. She's done whatever and she's now unable. I'm talking about real material harm. It's a sacrifice to be a counselor, right? Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. There are many times we had a guy Sunday. He was saying how I just happened to be the last person in the church, and we were walking out, and he said, oh, I just don't feel so good. And he's one of our deacons, our deacon in training. And I said, well, did you take some medicine? And he said, no, sis, I'm gonna get to that. Now, as a counselor, my mind starts thinking, well, I wonder what that means. Now, remember, that's halo data, because I don't know, right? I don't want to assume that I know. So, and I also don't really want to ask him, you know, so I, because he's a man. I'll be like, you got some money? No. So I said, well, do you think you'll be able to get something today and to take something? Yeah, sis, I'm going to work on that. So I quietly went over to my purse and I got some money out. And on the way out the door, he had a pocket right here. I just dropped it in his pocket and said, make sure you take care of that, okay? And he said, oh, thank you so much. It's a part of life. It's a reality. Now, here's the problem, though. This is not a part of our message for this morning, but sometimes financially, we spend so much money